Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Pure Storage, also known by its ticker, PSTG. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth, you've likely come across this name in the data storage and management space. Today, we're diving deep into what makes Pure Storage tick, breaking down its strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, while keeping an eye on what could drive this stock over the long haul. Let's unpack the latest insights, financials, and trends to see if this company deserves a spot in your portfolio. First, for those who might not be as familiar, Pure Storage operates in the tech sector, specifically within the data storage industry. They're a player in providing enterprise storage solutions, focusing on flash-based storage systems and cloud data management. With a solid market cap and a global presence, they're not a small fish, but they're still carving out their dominance in a competitive field. Their mission? Delivering fast, reliable, and scalable storage solutions for businesses navigating the data explosion era. Now let's touch on some recent vibes around Pure Storage. Based on the latest news snippets, there's a buzz about their innovation in storage tech, with a strong push toward subscription-based models and cloud integration. Performance-wise, the stock has shown some interesting moves across different timeframes. Over the past year, they've posted solid gains, outpacing many peers in their industry, though shorter-term fluctuations in the last month suggest some volatility to watch. The sector itself is seeing steady growth, driven by the insatiable demand for data solutions, which sets a promising backdrop for Pure Storage. So with that context, let's roll into the meat of our SWOT analysis and see what's really going on under the hood. Strengths. Let's start with the good stuff. Pure Storage is killing it on the financial front, especially looking at their latest Q4 and full year 2025 earnings call summary. They exceeded revenue expectations, which is a big green flag for any investor. Their revenue growth is tied to strong demand for their flash storage solutions. And this isn't just a one-off. They've been consistent in pushing top-line numbers higher year over year. Another feather in their cap is their focus on innovation. They're not just resting on old tech, they're doubling down on subscription services and cloud-native solutions, which aligns perfectly with where the industry is heading. This adaptability keeps them relevant and positions them as a go-to for enterprises modernizing their data infrastructure. Looking at key metrics, their gross profit margin is impressive, showing they're not just growing revenue, but doing so efficiently. Plus, their return on equity is solid, set indicating they're using shareholders' money wisely to generate profits. For long-term investors, this screams operational strength. Lastly, their balance sheet shows a healthy stash of cash and equivalents. This liquidity gives them flexibility to invest in R&D or weather any short-term storms in the market. It's the kind of buffer that makes you sleep better at night as an investor. Weaknesses. All right, let's not sugarcoat things. Pure Storage isn't without its flaws. One concern popping up in the earnings call is around product margins. While they're growing, some of their newer offerings or subscription models are squeezing profitability in certain areas. For a company in a competitive space, this could be a red flag if they can't balance growth with maintaining strong margins over time. Their debt-to-equity ratio, while not alarming, isn't negligible either. They've got some leverage on the books, and if interest rates or market conditions tighten, this could become a drag. Long-term investors need to keep an eye on how they manage this balance. Also, while they're innovating, the pace of technological change in storage tech is brutal. Some of their legacy offerings might face obsolescence risks if they don't stay ahead of the curve. It's not a crisis yet, but it's something to monitor, or not, especially with shorter-term volatility in their stock performance, hinting at market uncertainty. Opportunities. Now, let's talk about the upside potential, because there's plenty to get excited about. The data storage industry is booming, and Pure Storage is sitting pretty to capitalize on this. With businesses generating more data than ever, the need for scalable, secure, and fast storage solutions is only going to grow. Their focus on cloud integration and hybrid solutions could be a game changer, especially as more companies shift to multi-cloud environments. Geographically, their revenue segments show they've got room to expand further into international markets. While they're strong in key regions, Tapping into emerging markets with high data growth could be a massive tailwind for future revenue streams. Valuation-wise, their forward PE ratio looks reasonable compared to industry averages, with analyst estimates suggesting room for growth if they hit their targets. For long-term investors, this suggests the stock might not be overpriced yet, offering a potential entry point if you believe in their story. And let's not forget their subscription model push. The earnings call highlighted strong adoption here, and recurring revenue is gold for stability. If they keep converting clients to this model, it could smooth out revenue volatility and build a sticky customer base, music to any investor's ears. Threats. On the flip side, there are some storm clouds to watch out for. The storage industry is fiercely competitive, with giants and nimble startups alike vying for market share. Pure Storage needs to keep innovating at a breakneck pace, or they risk losing ground to competitors who might offer cheaper or more advanced solutions. Market dynamics, as mentioned in the earnings call, pose a challenge. Economic slowdowns or reduced IT spending by enterprises could hit their growth trajectory. If businesses tighten budgets, storage upgrades might not be a priority, and that's a direct threat to Pure Storage's top line. Another concern is around industry trends. While the sector is growing, any shift away from on-premise or hybrid storage to fully cloud-based solutions by competitors could disrupt their current business model. They're adapting, sure, but they're not immune to broader tech pivots. Lastly, short-term volatility in their stock and the broader tech sector could spook retail investors. While we're focused on the long game, these swings can impact sentiment and create noise around the stock, something to brace for if you're holding through choppy waters. As we wrap up this deep dive, let's zoom out and think about what this all means for Pure Storage as a long-term investment. On one hand, their financial strength, innovation focus, and alignment with industry megatrends like data growth and cloud adoption make them a compelling story. Their recent earnings beat and subscription model traction are reasons to be optimistic. On the other hand, margin pressures, competitive risks, and potential economic headwinds remind us that this isn't a set-it-and-forget-it kind of stock. For long-term investors, Pure Storage offers growth potential, but it comes with the need to stay vigilant on how they navigate these challenges. Their valuation isn't screaming overbought just yet, which could be a window for those looking to build a position, but timing and patience will be key. Thanks for tuning into this SWOT analysis on MarketSnap. If you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to stay connected for our daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOTs on our platform. Drop your thoughts on Pure Storage in the comments. Do you see them as a long-term winner, or are the risks too high? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.